been Washington's biggest mystery since Watergate. What kind of dog will the Obamas choose? Our resident veterinarian, Dr.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
And look, this is one time. Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just get your damn vaccine.
All right. Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices...
Submit, obey, fear. Your minds are colonized, controlled, sold, and steered. Fear, obey, submit, consume. It's time to unplug, get up, and leave the room. Yo, consume, submit, obey, fear. Your minds are colonized, controlled, sold, and steered. Fear, obey, submit, consume. It's time to unplug, get up, and leave the room. 20th Century Fox blocks with subliminal shots. Flash to your visual, gone. Back to vigil to spawn. Actions and mental response. Stop the madness. Rupert Murdoch's a racist. Pasting the propaganda on nations, it's dropping patterns through your television sets, man, hell if it even matters. Most barely believe the facts when it's right in front of their face. The flicker rate creates a passive state and you're tamed. Caging your brain, contained, lame and a lazy boy. A nation of voiceless robots sucking the teat of pre-filtered information and culture. Sentient shifted to packaged products, jolted and programmed. Overstanding the whole plan unfolds when man unplugs. It's the same with drugs, they've arranged the subversion of ideologies. Manufactured realities for organic machines. Losing humanity, traded for screens. The blue glow of an alpha wave trance state. Download your dreams and ideas. Your reason to live is seized by the business of hypnotists. It's an illusion. Consume, submit, obey, fear. Your minds are colonized and controlled, sold and steered. Fear, obey, submit, consume. It's time to unplug, get up and leave the room. I said consume, submit, obey, fear. Your minds are colonized and controlled, sold and steered. Fear, obey, submit, consume. It's time to unplug, get up and leave the room. This is indoctrination, hypnotic combination of fear, pleasure, and danger. Portrayed in entertainment, you volunteer for persuasion. You hand over decision making. There's four steps to a transformation of the thinking and behavior of the whole population in less than one generation. One is demoralization, the infiltration of information. Two is destabilization, economic shakeup, and foreign relations breakdown with inadequate defense systems and businesses sourcing out. Three is the crisis, war, drought, disaster, disease, starvation, and doubt. Operations are down. They want you to take the route of their devised solutions. Four is the normalization. When you take it under their blueprint of a newly established global government, all you had to do was unplug from the suffering. None of this is real. Feel me, truth is in your hands. The time to wake up is now, where you still can.
Six corporations control all major media in the United States, including the principal television networks. These six corporate entities, in turn, control the information being broadcast on a daily basis. The average American adult watches more than 4 hours of television each day. The constant flow of entertainment, news, and information that is consumed by the American public shapes their perception of the reality in which they live. By controlling the dissemination of information, broadcasters and their corporate heads are able to control the masses. The constant, carefully shaped messages on television guide the public to predetermined conclusions. Therefore, TV has become a weapon of mass persuasion. In order to take back our minds and our lives, we must first unplug the signals.